He's not exactly storming San Juan Hill, but President Obama could be considered in enemy territory today. He's in Red State, Kansas, and I believe it's pronounced Osawatomie, the same town where Teddy Roosevelt called for a progressive tax code and tougher financial policing in his Square Deal speech back in 1910. Today, President Obama is using the site to call again for an extension of the Social Security payroll tax cut, the latest political chew toy. Republicans say it needs to be paid for. Democrats want to fund it with a surtax on people making more than $1 million a year. Republicans say no. Gail Shattuck is senior congressional correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. Gail, politically, who has the upper hand here? This has been going on for so long. Who's where on this, and is anyone lessening their grip?
Well, incredibly, I think the pressure is now all on Republicans, both from the president, who has finally hit an issue with a lot of resonance with the public, and Republicans, who are facing more tension within their own ranks than they've seen since this Congress began.
Well, Democrats say Republicans never worried before about funding tax cuts, like, you know, as in the Bush-era tax cuts. But Republicans say this proposal for taxing income over $1 million will hurt small businesses. So, you know, we understand that there's a bipartisan proposal that will address some of those concerns. Tell us about that.
Now, that's going to be very interesting. You're exactly right. The touch-off point here is a perennial for Republicans. No raising taxes ever for any reason. But as we come to a tax break that means so much to American families, you know, anyone working with a paycheck, I think the Treasury estimates it's going to mean a difference of about $1,000 next year, and it comes into effect beginning in January. We're talking about days here, not months or years to sort this out. And the Republican argument is, you know, the Democrats want to pay for this by taxing top incomes over $1 million. Well, those, they say, are the job creators. Therefore, to tax them is to, you know, gut job creation. And this is where this bipartisan plan is so important. Sarah Collins, Claire McCaskill.
Susan Collins, our neighbor to the north in Maine. I think you just misspoke there. Yep.
Oh, sorry. both of them, you know, the rare breed of moderates that are still functioning on Congress that do work across their lines. Now, what Susan Collins stunned her colleagues last week by voting with Democrats on this bill. She said, "I believe there's a way to carve out businesses from those upper income brackets and protect small businesses, and I'm going to come up with it." And that's what she and McCaskill are proposing. And we'll see, today's a very big day. Both caucuses meet and will discuss this, and we'll see if it gains any traction.
Well, so the proposal now on the table is to extend the tax cuts for people. And again, this is the, you know, what you pay in your paycheck to put aside.
That's
for
right.
Social Security. So, you know, people would pay a little less. Employers would pay a little bit less in. But again, Collins and McCaskill are saying that while we'll pay for it by taxing income over $1 million, we'll carve out an exception for small businesses. And the Treasury Department says that only 1% of small businesses make more than $1 million anyway. What do you think the reaction is going to be? We hear a GOP presidential candidate, Mitt Romney, saying in a radio interview yesterday that he wants to see these payroll tax cuts extended. He, you know, he knows working families are feeling the pinch. The right language coming from a candidate. But what about, you know, others like Senator John Kyle, who said, you know, no?
Well, everyone wants them extended. There's a broad agreement on that. There are some exceptions on the House side. That's another story. The right. issue is how to pay for it. Republicans say we ought to pay for it by cutting spending. That's the basic problem with the government, cutting spending, and by going after what millionaires pay for Medicare. Let's means test entitlements, they say, instead of taxing job creators. Now, there are such differences in terms of the evidence both sides provide. Senator Kyle, Senator McConnell, the majority leader, are still saying that this tax will impact 3/4 of small businesses. And you have the Treasury saying it's minimal. So it's also a statistical battle at this point, but mainly it's a battle of credibility.
And it's also...
Who looks to the public like they're most standing with their interests.
Right. And it's also a battle against time because they have a deadline here. Gail Shattuck of the Christian Science Monitor on, you know, whether or not the arm twisting will happen today to finally get the payroll tax extension through. We'll see. Gail, thanks so much.
You're welcome.